Good day to you. Hello. Thank you very much for joining me for this special episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. Today is August the 27th, 2018, and today also happens to be my birthday. I couldn't think of a better way to spend my money, or not my money, to spend my time other than getting a podcast put together and getting it out here for you guys. So if you're listening, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Kind of want to talk about some things that I have learned over the years. Kind of want to pass on some knowledge. Now, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I like to center the content around motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. And I like being able to do this in a way that was not available to me when I was younger. So if I can help even one person do whatever they need to do to live the life that they want to live, I am so incredibly happy to do so. So what have I learned over the years? I have learned that the more that time goes on, I realize the less I really know. You know, when you're younger, you kind of think you know everything and you think you've got everything all figured out and put together. Yeah, the older I get, the more I realize, man, this is like, I don't know anything. I'm ignorant to a lot of things that go on. So we research, we try to learn, we try to do better. There's all kinds of guides and books and video courses that can teach you how to do one thing or another. What I would like for people to get, what I would like to impart to people, is to never be ashamed of who you actually are. Never be embarrassed about the person that you are. Never try to live your life based on the opinions of others. And I know that's really hard. I know that's really hard when you're younger, and even if you're older. I know there's a lot of people, they live their lives based on what other people say or how they think other people are going to think about them. So that is definitely one thing that I've learned. I've learned to be comfortable in who I am. I've learned to be comfortable in how I act and the things that kind of go through my head. I don't have to be too ashamed of that stuff. It might not fall in line with other people, but it's me. And the thing is, you're either going to love me or you're going to not like me. Either way, that's fine. And you have to be okay with that. So, back to the original purpose of this podcast is more than a celebration of myself. I'm 45 today, actually. Man, I can't believe I've been alive on this planet for 45 years. I've lost friends and I've seen people that I look up to and admire. I've seen their names like totally tarnished and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Man, I could do a podcast for like 2 hours talking about the stuff that I've seen and heard and learned. So one thing that I will definitely say that I've learned is when I wake up every day, I try to focus on being a creator instead of being a consumer. Meaning, I make it a point to do something like maybe this podcast or I may research a recipe for my YouTube channel, which is called Restaurant at Home. I may focus on, I'm trying to start writing blog posts, so I'm getting into that. Maybe post a Instagram picture or something on Twitter or something to where I am expressing more of my creative side also first thing in the morning, instead of getting up and checking my feed and checking emails and things like that. So what can you as a person do to change the trajectory, the course of your life? I pr- probably really muffled that word. But the trajectory of your life is not something that's set in stone. And I know for a lot of people, it's really easy to think that your life is supposed to be a certain way, or that your days are only supposed to go this way or that. But you have to realize you have total control over where your life is going to go. I think a lot of us, when we're younger, we get out here and we think, hey, the world is mine. I'm going to go out and conquer the world. And we have all these big goals and dreams and aspirations. And then we get out here and life beats the crap out of us. Life slaps us around a little bit. And we kind of are conditioned to shrink our goals. We shrink ourselves because we've come up against some obstacles, or we've run into that wall of life and it's smacked us hard. Because life does have a way of kicking you in the face and beating you until you don't want to get up out of the bed sometimes. I know that feeling. I definitely know that feeling. But one thing they don't tell us when we're young is that life is a fight for territory. You have to fight for your stuff in this life. And that's not to say that you don't have what it takes. I believe everybody has what it takes to be whatever they want to be in life. You have it. If you're listening to this, you have it. You're perfectly capable. You have it in you to create the life that you want to live. I think the part that a lot of people don't want to hear, though, is that it requires some work. Actually, it requires a lot of work. And it requires daily, I guess, training. It's kind of like training. You have to train yourself all the time. Train yourself to expel negative thoughts out of your mind. You have to train yourself to do the things that you don't feel like doing. You have to train yourself to act with integrity when nobody is looking. That's another one. It's easy to act with integrity when you're kind of making a showing in front of other people. But when you're by yourself, or when nobody's looking, or when nobody's paying attention, are you still that same stand-up person? That's definitely another big one. So, how can you, it's easy for me to sit here and say that, but how can you get your mind trained? How can you take control of your mind so that you can kind of manifest the things that you want in life? I like to use affirmations. First thing in the morning when you wake up, first thought could be how grateful you are. And we all have something that we can look at and be grateful for in our lives. We all have situations where we feel like we're on the bottom. Those situations are not permanent. Those situations are only meant to test you. So even if you are in a bad turn in your life, you can get up in the morning and be grateful for something. Be grateful for family or friends. Be grateful that you have limbs that are operating. If you have all of your limbs operating, you can be grateful that you have people that care about you. You can be grateful that you actually got up. This stuff ain't promised to us every day. So when you're first laying in the bed and you find that thing that you can be grateful for, and you just think about that for at least 5 minutes. Give yourself 5 minutes. And I'm talking about before you pick up your phone, before you pay attention to any notification, before any of that. Just give yourself 5 minutes to be grateful for whatever. If you have a long list, that's even better. You go longer than 5 minutes, that's even better. That's great. But give yourself that time first thing in the morning. When you first wake up, that's when your mind is, I feel the freest when I first get up in the morning. That's when you can kind of put things into your head, and that'll set the tone for the rest of your day. It's easiest for your mind to absorb things first thing in the morning, I feel like. Start off with gratitude. Then you have to start off giving yourself those positive affirmations. Whatever it is that you want to fulfill that day. Whether it be I am successful, or I am charismatic, or I'm happy, I'm happy, or anything. You have to have those positive affirmations, and they need to start with I am. And it's not I want to be, or I wish I was, or I hope. It needs to be I am, and then whatever positive affirming word after that. So not only do you need to have that positive affirming word, you have to have clear visualization of what it is. Say, for instance, you wake up and you give yourself that time of gratitude, and then you say, I am successful. When you say that, you have to visualize yourself in your mind being successful at whatever it is that you're endeavoring to do. So if you want to be a successful business person, when you say, I am successful, you have to see yourself in that particular arena winning whatever accolade, or maybe you're on stage being applauded, or maybe you're holding cash in your hands, whatever it is that you want to be successful at. That's what you have to visualize. You have to see yourself doing it. You have to trick your mind into believing that you're actually doing that. It might sound weird. Trust me, just go with me on this one. It sounds weird, yes, because I know we're not told to do certain things like this. But the visualization, and then on top of the visualization, you have to feel, you have to have those powerful feelings. So if you say, I am successful, and you see yourself in that successful position, you try to draw in all of those positive feelings that you can that's associated with that statement and with that visualization. See, your mind can only do what you tell it to do. So if you wake up in the morning and you call it waking up on the wrong side of the bed, your day is going to be kind of crappy because that's what you told your brain. You've already started saying, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Me personally, I don't believe there's such thing as a wrong side of the bed. I had to give that thinking up like years ago. I had to stop that because I realized that I was sabotaging myself and I was having bad days because when I first got up in the morning, I said, I'm on the wrong side of the bed. So that's one of those things I don't believe anymore. I don't buy into that anymore. You can do that also. You can get rid of that notion of waking up on the bad side of the bed. Instead, wake up with your gratitude, wake up with your affirming statement, wake up with your visualization, and incorporate those powerful feelings. That's four steps, and all of this can be done in your mind within 5 or 10 minutes. That's all you need. Try that for like 7 days, 7 days straight, and see if that doesn't kind of change your outlook on life and you start to get those better feelings. Once you set that tone first thing in the morning, you'll be amazed at what the rest of your day can be. You will be amazed. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to have rough days. That's not to say that you're not going to have tough times pop up, because they happen. They're going to happen to everybody. They happen to us all. But life is not about what happens to you. Life is about how you react to what happens to you. Because crap happens to all of us. How are you going to respond? That's the question. Hope that helps people. That's something I've been playing around with myself. And it's not a quick process. It's something that definitely takes time. I know everybody's looking for that quick fix, like, I'm 100 pounds overweight. Let me get that pill that'll knock it off in like 2-3 days. Or I'm hungry. Pop something in the microwave for 30 seconds and now I've got something to eat. I mean, we've got these technological marvels that enable us to kind of ease up in life a little bit. Things don't kind of take as long as they used to. But there are still some things that take some time. It takes some building. It takes some development. Each of us out here, we're people. We are not computers. We can't just change our programming and then the next time if something happens, it'll be fixed and it'll be all good. Nah, take some time with yourself. Wow, today is my 45th birthday. I have been alive during the same time frame as 80s music. I was alive for the original Star Wars trilogy. I remember seeing Michael Jackson do the moonwalk for the first time. I remember the first time I saw Prince on stage with some What did he have on? With some thigh-high boots and some Speedos. So, with that being said, as my life has gone on, and I'm starting to hear these things about, say for instance, if you talk to older people, and I'm talking people like in their 80s or 90s, and you ask them certain questions about life, you get to know them, get to talk to them. And if you hear that statement, if they start a statement off with saying, "I wish I had," that's a little thing called regret. And I know a lot of us have regrets, but you don't want to get to the end of your life and then realize the life that you've been living has been the wrong life. Let me put that another way. As you get older, you don't remember the time that you made a fool out of yourself because maybe you tried something for the first time and it didn't work out, or the time that you tried something and really went for it and it didn't work out. You don't want to be that person that's kind of at the end of your days talking about, "I wish I would have." The times when you're young, the age that I'm at now, still, I can say I did it instead of just kind of waiting and pushing it off. Don't let opportunities pass you by for whatever reason and then regret it later. If there's something that you need to jump at, then jump on it. If it's a new skill that you need to learn or a new arena in life that you need to undertake, then do it. We only grow from doing the things that we are not accustomed to doing. And I know the older that I get, it's less about the times that I made myself look stupid because I was trying something. It's more about the things that I let slip through my fingers because I didn't have the courage to jump. Because we all have the power to be whoever we want to be. You can be whatever you want to be. Just takes a little courage, determination, and work. There's that word again. That's the word that a lot of people don't like. Work. So with that, I'll leave it there. I want to thank you for joining me on my birthday on this special episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. And I would like for you to join us on our Facebook page. You can find it just by searching for Uplifting Words, and you'll see the logo as is a blue sky and the silhouette of a man reaching for the sun. I do actually have some merch for sale. Some t-shirts and some other things that I'm selling. And I would also invite you to check out Organifi. Organifi is the easiest way to get your superfood blends without juicing. It's just a powder. You mix it in with water or milk, whatever your preference. You can take that thing on the go, drink it fast. There's no cleanup. There's no muss. There's no fuss. I've been on it for a month. I got my month supply. I tried it. I love the green juice. I've got another shipment on the way. I've got my next green juice, and I'm trying the red. I'm going to shoot a video when I get it. But I love how this stuff makes me feel. I do feel a little bit energized about it. Or with it. And so I just take it in the morning. Mix it in with a bottle of water. Shake it up. It's all dissolved in there. It gives you a nice, wonderful, minty flavor. I love the taste. So yeah, check out Organifi. And that's ORGANIFI shop.com. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 at checkout, and you'll get 15% off of your order. And that's DECOURCY15. It's my present to you guys. Thank you very much for listening. This is DeCourcy Williams, and this is a special birthday edition of the Uplifting Words podcast. I hope you all crush your goals for the day and for your life. I love to see people succeed. I love seeing people happy and living the life that they were meant to live. Only way you're going to do that, though, with a little bit of experimentation, determination, grit, and work. Hard work. So thank you guys very much, and I'll see you in the next episode.